There's a sunny little country south of Mexico, where the winds are gentle and the waters flow. But breezes aren't the only things that blow in El Salvador. If you took the little lady for a moonlight drive, odds are still good you'd come back alive. But everyone is innocent until they arrive in El Salvador. If the rebels take a bus on the Grand Highway, the government destroys a village miles away. The man on the radio says, now we'll play south of the border. And in the morning the natives say, we're happy you have lived another day. Last night a thousand more passed away in El Salvador. Television crew here from ABC, filming Rio Lampa and the refugees, calling murdered children the tragedy of El Salvador. Before the government camera 20 feet away, another man is asking for continued aid, food and medicine and hand grenades for El Salvador. There's a thump, a rumble in the building sway. A soldier fires the acid spray. The public address system starts to play south of the border. You run for cover and hide your eyes. You hear the screams for paradise. Protected by her Russian friends, Punta is assisted by Americans. And if $60 million seems too much to spend in El Salvador, they say for $500 million they could do it right. Bomb all day and burn all night until there's not a living thing upright.